Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 645 and today I am talking about one of the overarching principles of flow intelligence theory, which is the experience-centric model. So there's about four models here that allow us to look at the lines of intelligence and also that make up the model, but also look at the overarching principle, which is we are attempting to help people move towards experiencing more of the experiences that they want to experience, as opposed to simply attempting just to address the details that they think is going to allow them to experience that experience. So that's where when we first speak to people and they go, "Hey, I want to lose weight," and go, "Cool, we're gonna smash that. We're gonna, you know, we'll give you a diet and we'll keep you accountable, and we're also gonna tell you what to eat, and we're gonna push you through your workout so we can burn this many calories, and we can do that 4 or 5 times a week, and you're gonna reach your goals." And that's like, great, this is fantastic, because I'm gonna put in my mind, and this is a fucking sales strategy which crushes me. I'm going to put it in my mind that how I could feel and how I could think. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And then imagine if I didn't do that. Oh my God, that's terrible. So I have to lose the weight so I feel like that, because I don't deserve to feel like it now. And that, my friends, is horseshit. That is a crap way to communicate to people, because you're promising them that when they lose something, they're going to get something that they as if they don't deserve it now, as if they can't have access to it now. It's this ascending God approach that means that, you know, if you follow this model, then you will ascend to this position, as opposed to going, you have access to experiencing this now, and you can learn to experience it more and on a deeper level and when you want to call on it. And so in order to do that, where on this map do you need to be? And all of a sudden the training and everything makes sense, because it's going to allow me to experience more of that, rather than assuming when I lose weight then I'll have more confidence. It's more often than not, when I gain more, like as I give myself more confidence, I lose more weight. It's the same concept of when everything falls into place, I'll be at peace. But actually, it's when I'm at peace, everything falls into place. And so we want to be able to help people identify what experiences they want to have more of in life. And the other thing about this experience-centric model is that we operate from the space of going, only two things in life matter: the memories that you create and the way that you contribute, right? Those two things, that comes under the experience model. And if we look at those sorts of things, we go, you go to any funeral and that's the only two things they talk about, is the memories that they have with this person and how this person contributed to lives, charities, businesses, inspiration, whatever it may be. And so we want to encourage people to continue to experience more life, living in the moment, to be more present, to look at health as this fluid, dynamic, unfolding model, as opposed to this rigid, strict diet and training that really is often feeding the issues and the anxiousness and everything else around that it's pretending to solve. And so this whole structure of going experience centric is making sure that we're not letting the fitness industry and the gyms use us, right? The supplement industry use us. We want to make sure that we know that we're using them. And I mean that in a good way, is that I buy a car so I can use it, right? I buy internet so I can use it. I don't want it to use me. And then so many models within the fitness industry, you know, commercial models as well, and they have a place. I'm not against it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying here in this is that they require only 20% approximate numbers to rock up for their model to work. They're a subscription company in the fitness industry. They're not a gym. It's the same way that McDonald's is a real estate company in the fast food industry, right? And the reason being is because they own the real estate, or if not all of it, most of it, that they put the McDonald's on. And so it's the same thing with the commercial spaces, because a gym of 3,000 people doesn't have 500 treadmills. If they had more rock up, they wouldn't be able to last. And so they actually depend on people not using their membership. That's how that works. So keeping that in mind, it's looking at going, making sure you're using the fitness industry so you can experience more in life. Don't let the fitness industry or similar use you to continue to buy their products, because you're going to go to work, and often a lot of people go to a job they fucking hate to earn money to go waste it on their industry, right? And they want you to keep doing that. So they create these long-term psychological issues, provide people with short-term physical solutions as if that's going to fix it. When you lose the weight, all the shit's going to change, and then off you go again. And that's just, it's false. It's also not only is it false, it's incomplete. So there is components of it that may be true, but it's like it's guesswork. The book, I may have told this story recently. I've shared it a few times. I wrote about it in my book, but at a different level, at a grassroots level, I wrote about it in my book. But in the book that I'm reading at the moment, which is The Body Keeps the Score, they tell a story about this psychiatrist that ran this weight loss program. And the weight loss program was mostly to do with shakes and similar. Now, of course, shakes are bad and all that kind of shit. Whatever. This person went on to lose 150 pounds within a year, which is quite remarkable because, A, 150 pounds is heaps. In a year, it's heaps. But the person did it for a year. Like, they did it for a whole 52 weeks. That's fucking heaps. That's great. The difficulty, though, was a couple of months later, this person put it all back on, which we've heard plenty of times before. And so the psychiatrist, when he saw her again a couple of months later, goes, look, can I ask you what's happened? And they went on to have a discussion and found out that one of her colleagues insinuated that hey, maybe you and I should hook up. And her thought of being sexual again made her go and eat more, because if she's overweight, she can't be harmed because of previous childhood abuse, right? Because of that, her putting on weight means that she wasn't attractive, which means she never had to actually relive that physically or anything at all. And so what seems to be a problem, which is being overweight, was actually her solution. There's no fucking diet for this sort of stuff. You can't just give this person a diet. We're looking at that as an object of information rather than as a subject in communication. We got to do both. We got to look at this as with data and objective measures, and we got to make sure that we're giving people pathways to develop and unravel the subjective structures that allow them to participate more in life and slowly move out of their own way. And in doing this, we move towards the experience-centric model. What is it you want to experience more in life? And what do you need to do in order to do that? As opposed to what fitness goals you have. I want to lose weight, because then if I lose weight, then that will equal this. We're fucking hoping that equals that. It doesn't mean necessarily, but it also makes the weight the enemy. There's no enemy. We're moving forward. We're looking forward. In order to do that, we have to know where we're going and why, what we're moving away from. In all areas of our health, not just one. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one, personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.